Two people who attended the Rensselaer Central School Board meeting last night spoke about bullying. The first was a mother who said her son has experienced bullying since he was in grade school, and she said it's got to end. The second person was the aunt of Isabel Geis, who died recently. She asked for an investigation, accountability, and hope that change can be forthcoming. In this type of session, the school board takes all of the comments and requests made under advisement and make any pertinent comments at a future meeting. The school board meets on the third Tuesday of every month at the corporate offices at Van Rensselaer School. A gag order is now in place for the four people charged with attempted murder in the shooting of Lafayette Judge Stephen Meyer and his wife last January. The gag order was issued by a special judge, Lisa Swaim, of Cass County, after defense counsel published a survey on social media seeking to find out the public's feelings about the defendants. The gag order prevents several individuals, including those charged and their attorneys, prosecutorial staff, law enforcement, court staff, and others from speaking with the public or media about the case. The four people charged with attempted murder are being tried separately. Blake Smith and Nevaeh Bell are both scheduled for their trials in July, while Raylan Ferguson, who prosecutors allege was the actual gunman, goes on trial in August. Thomas Moss begins his trial with jury selection and testimony in September. County law enforcement in Jasper County is warning residents about a recent scamming event. Those of you who reside in neighboring counties could experience these activities as well. The sheriff's office said they received a call from a person residing in the DeMott area who was complaining of being overcharged for a driveway ceiling job after being advised that the job could have been done for much less. County police advise you to obtain multiple quotes and to verify the company's credentials before entering into an agreement of this nature. The organizers of America's Bicentennial Celebration in 1976 in Pulaski County buried a time capsule that has been disinterred and opened with the contents available for viewing. The items are on display at the Pulaski County Historical Society Museum in Winnemac. Items in the time capsule range from newspaper clippings to letters to the future from schoolchildren. Viewings are scheduled from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays and from 1 until 4 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. The museum is located at 110 North Monticello Street in Winnemac, which is U.S. 35 in the downtown area. Items were removed from the time capsule for sorting and recording last month as part of the semi-quincentennial, America's 250th birthday. Enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe and well, everyone. I'm Russ Martin.